Psalm 100 says, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful song. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues throughout all generations." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, welcome to Rally Day, the start of our church year, the time where we gather back together and remember the work God has called us to, and we rally for God's purposes here on earth. Today, especially, we remember God's faithfulness throughout the years, that God has been with us yesterday, today, and will be with us always. We remember and celebrate the fact that God has never forsaken us, not when times have been tough or our hearts have been broken, not in times of joy and celebration. God stays with us and sustains us day by day. The psalmist tells us that the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues throughout all generations. We indeed have seen God's faithfulness here in this church, generation after generation gathered in one building to serve and love him in all that we do. Our Lord has been the same yesterday, today, and always. He sustains us in our love and service for him. And today we rally and remember what God has called us to, and we recommit ourselves to that work. And here at UPC, we believe there are three things that are essential to who we are, three things that are at the core of what it means to be a child of God. We believe that God has called us to worship, grow, and serve, to worship him, to grow in faith, and to serve in love. This has been who we are for our 140-year history, and it is who we will continue to be as we seek tomorrow. So today, we gather in worship to praise God, to lift our voices in song, to offer him our hearts and our lives. The psalmist says we are to shout to joy to the Lord, all the earth, to worship the Lord and to come before him with joyful songs. That's what we do when we gather in worship. That's what we do when we come together as God's people. This time of worship is when we are recharged and energized for the life ahead. It's where we hand off the burdens of the past week and become excited for the task God has given us for the coming days. It's where we celebrate his goodness and commit ourselves to his work in this world. Worship is central to what it means to be a Christian. And here at UPC, worship is something we love to do. We have this time on Sunday mornings together, and now we also have a time on Wednesday evenings called Peace of Music, where we also can gather to celebrate and praise his name. It's been so exciting to me to see our worship grow and change over the last few years. First with some new music, then with a new worship service, and now having a worship time, especially for our children, a time where the youngest of us, the newest generation, can learn about God's love, can be touched by God's grace, and they can respond in faith. How exciting is it that we can have five generations represented here this morning, and that God is good to each and every one of us, and that God will not forsake us. I invite you to join us for worship. Check out Piece of Music. Come and see what the new Kids Own Worship is about. Pray for these ministries. Pray that God would strengthen us in our love and devotion to Him. Second, we believe that God has called us to grow in our faith, to continue to stretch and learn about what it means to be His follower. Becoming a Christian isn't a one-time thing where we ask Jesus into our heart and then we're set for life. It's a journey where we're continuing to learn how much God loves us and what it looks like to follow Him. And it's something that we must do together if we're going to do it successfully. The book of Acts has many stories about the early church and how the early church tried to figure out what it looked like to love and serve God. And there's this one story about how the early church grew together, and I want to read it to you, the ways that we can grow together as well. Acts 2 says that the early Christians devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. And everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. And every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes, ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all people. And the Lord added to their numbers daily those who were being saved. What a great picture of what it looks like for us to come together as a church community and to support each other in our faith, to urge each other on to grow, to walk this journey together. I love the things that the early church did together. They prayed, they studied the Bible, they spent time together, they ate together, they cared for one another when somebody got into trouble. They helped each other. Wouldn't that be great to have a community that can do that? To spur each other on in faith? Because this Christian journey isn't something we can do by ourselves. It's something that we need help and support in. It's something we need encouragement in. And it's a privilege to be able to walk that journey with all of you. We have many ways at our church where we help each other grow. We have our women's book club that meets every month and reads a book of faith and inspiration and shares thoughts and ideas from it and gets together and talks, cares for each other, loves one another. We have a men's prayer group that meets every Friday morning at 6 a.m., just in time to go before you head off to work. But I've been told that has been a great blessing to those who meet, and that intentionally having that time has strengthened their faith. We have a Wednesday afternoon Bible study that meets right here in our church basement, and it's a time where people from our congregation and from our community get together and share the struggles of faith and encourage each other and to push each other on as they continue to seek God. This group has been such a blessing to many, and if you haven't been yet, I would encourage you to go. We have the Financial Peace University coming up in just next week. We have the I Still Do conference coming up next month. There are so many ways that we can grow in our faith and support one another. And I urge you to find something that helps you grow in your faith. Growth is so important because without it, we stagnate and start to die. But just like any other skill, it takes time and dedication and persistence, and we must commit ourselves to growing. I would invite you this fall, as we're starting our new year, to commit yourself to growing in whatever way works best for you. Join us as we continue on this journey of faith. And finally, worship and growth aren't the end goal of our lives. We weren't just created to exist and to consume, but we were created to give back. We were created to bless. We were created to serve. There's this story way back at the beginning of the Bible where God chooses this couple, Abraham and Sarah, to be his people. And he chooses them so that through them, the world would know his love. Listen to what God says to Abraham and Sarah as he chooses them to be his people. God says, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. And I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the people on the earth will be blessed through you." This is one of my favorite passages in the Bible, because not only does God choose us, not only does God say to us that he loves us and he cherishes us and that he wants us to be his own, God also gives us a purpose for our lives, a purpose for this blessing. God has blessed us so that we could be a blessing to others. He has blessed us so that we can take his love out into the world, so that all people would know his goodness. We have been blessed by God, and this is a great gift. But with it comes the responsibility of sharing this love with others. And I've got to say, this is where our church really shines. We have such a heart for service, such a heart for sharing God's love and for being a blessing of those around us. I think of Piece of Bread, our soup kitchen that meets here on Wednesday nights. And on any given week, we serve between 120 and 150 people. We have a food pantry and a clothing pantry. We have people here to offer a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, a friend to encourage. We put God's love into action, and God is present here when we serve him. I think of the missions trips we've been on in the last few years to New Orleans, Atlanta, Mexico, New Jersey, all the places that we have felt God call us and ask us to serve. To serve with our hands, our feet, our voices, to share his love with others. And I think of Catherine Houston Mission Circle, our women's group here at the church that dedicates their time to raising money to support Christian and humanitarian work all over the world, that these ladies craft and bake and fundraise and sew so that money and resources could be given all across this country and all across this world. These ladies who make dresses for those in the Dominican Republic, who give scholarships to the Sun Valley Indian School, who love and care for people right here in our community. That's the purpose of Homespun Holidays coming up in just a couple of months, to fund the work of God's kingdom. These ladies truly understand what it means to be blessed, to be a blessing. This is what we were created to do, to serve, to give back, to bless others. And I would invite you to get involved, however God is leading you to get involved. I know that not everybody has an abundance of time or money to do this work, but there are so many ways to serve. Whether you're here on Wednesday nights welcoming people as they come in to share a meal with us, whether you financially support the work that this church so that we have the resources we need to share God's love, whether you pray for those we are trying to reach, pray for those who we are trying to serve, whether you encourage those on the front lines and cheer them on as they are doing this work, we need each and every one of you to do God's work, and you have something valuable to offer. God has called us together as a church for an important purpose: to worship, grow, and serve Him. And I am excited on this rally day that we can remember God's faithfulness to us, that we can see His hand at work in our lives, and that we can commit ourselves to continuing this legacy He has given us. I hope this year you'll join us. I hope God puts something on your heart that you want to get involved in, whether it's our worship time, whether it's an opportunity to grow in your own faith, or whether it's a chance to serve in a new way. If there are any of these ministries I talked about that move your heart, I'd invite you to fill out one of the communication cards that are in the pews. You just put your name on it and tell me what you're interested in. Share with me how we can pray for you. Tell me how you need support growing in your faith. Tell me what gift you want to offer. We're on this journey together, and God has a purpose for calling us together. And today, this day, we remember that purpose and we celebrate His goodness. Let us pray. Lord, I thank You for Your faithfulness to us from generation to generation. I thank You that Your purposes remain the same, and that Your love is strong. Help us to continue on this journey of faith together, Lord, trusting where You lead. In Your name we pray. Amen.